Sir, HKX Mobile. How you doing? KN4 TFW.
Ken, I heard you call a minute ago, but I was in my black hole, and if I hadn't have known it was you, I wouldn't have been able to decipher what you were saying.
You must be past it now, though.
Yeah, I'm coming out the other side, heading, getting ready to go down the mountain.
Anybody else this morning yet?
True, but I haven't heard anybody else.
Early today.
Well, early for him, I was surprised.
For him leaving early yesterday.
I talked to Ed this morning, and I haven't talked to Tim or Mike in 2 weeks or better.
Like these times, everybody's getting busier and busier and having to stretch the day out longer. Doing it on the front end, right?
You can't find people that want to work anymore, so those of us that do go to work are working that much more.
There's going to be shortages of this and that throughout the next whole year, and that you just can't find enough people to, you know, to drive, to ship the goods to market. $300 for the kids under six, and then I think $250 if they're over six, and that. But it's, you know, they catch them thinking it's free money now, but it's all those people that get all that tax credit during tax time, and that it ain't going to be there this year.
One of the guys was telling me yesterday that they were due to start signing those checks or sending them out next month, so I hadn't heard anything about it till then.
It's in June. Yeah, they're sending them out and everything, and then, you know, I guess they said on the news this morning it was to help child poverty, but it ain't going to do anything. Everybody, like my daughter-in-law and that, you know, they look forward to that one big tax refund check at the beginning of the year to help them, you know, do some stuff, and now it ain't going to be there, so it's just going to have, I think, a reverse effect on everything. KN4 TFW.
So many people out here that go to work, they only work just enough to get by and pay the bills that they have, and then you're going to hand them free money, so they're going to work that much less throughout the year is what's going to happen.
You're right about that.
Take the free money away and it ain't going to get no better. And then it's still going to be a while before it gets better from that. Because like I was telling Andrew, you think about taking a week, 2 weeks off for a vacation. How hard is it for you to come back to work and be productive just with a short vacation? Now think about a year and a half to 2 years off.
It's time to get used to it and that, and they think that's the way it should be then. But, you know, it won't be long until everybody that's paying for it gets tired of it.
There. I keep thinking that day is going to be around the corner, but everybody just keeps doing their thing.
The article, you know, it talked about, you know, they're just to get people to work, they're offering them all kinds of benefits and sign-on bonuses and everything and that. And it's like, man, you really need to invest in the people that stuck with you and that, and help them out.
And that for years, look at the way businesses do business. They don't take care of the loyal customer or the employee that's been with them a while. They're always looking for that new customer, rewarding that new customer that just jumps around to and from to get the benefits, and that's it. And then the guys that are stuck with them or ladies that are stuck with them, they get nothing, and they see that, and it just kills the morale in the place.
Well, you know, 10 years ago, the companies were, you know, more family-oriented, and now it's just every man for himself.
Have a good evening last night with Susan hanging out around the house. And then I swung by, like I said, picked up Zaxby's and then we ate dinner and walked the dog and just chilled out, watched a little bit of TV. And those are usually the best evenings, just where you don't have any plans, you just kind of go with it and that's it. Eat for yesterday, and I was walking the dog around the ball field, and I saw in the dugout on one of the ball fields was somebody's backpack with a couple of bats and everything. When I got around there, you know, I looked, his ball gloves and cleats and bats and everything in his backpack, and I was looking for a number, and dang, somebody had wrote their phone number and their name on their baseball bat. And so I called it, and the guy answered the phone. He said, funny thing, that my son said he couldn't find his just 15 minutes ago. And they came by the house last night, picked it up.
Have you? I know that stuff gets expensive.
One bat, he paid over $100 for it.
You know, when my son was playing baseball, spent $100 on a bat with nothing.
Expensive. And now it's a wonder. It was there almost a full 24 hours. And it wouldn't have stayed there any longer than that. Somebody would have snagged it up today.
That thing stayed there that long.
Did it go buy a lottery ticket?
Has it got an ear full, though?
Had a long talk on the drive over to my house.
It's a one-sided conversation.
You're probably right. Because he didn't have a clue where he might have left it. He just was, I guess his dad's the coach, you know, and had a lot of gear and that. And then he wanted to play catch with his brother, and he was looking for his stuff, and he just couldn't find it. He didn't know where it was.
Hung again and oblivious to the world.
Yeah, the dad said, well, I'll try to get over that way tomorrow and pick it up. And then he takes me back a little bit later, and he said, hey, I'm going to come and get it now. It's like, all right, come on. They didn't live real far away, about maybe 5 miles or so.
Quit yawning this morning.
Friday Eve, right?
It's Friday for me.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. You don't work on Friday, so Thursday's Friday for you.
Work on Friday. I'm hoping they get this truck debacle straightened out and can get back to working 5 days a week and get the new route picked up. If Macco's still got it laid out and there to take.
New route?
A new route, but adding some to mine to where it'll fill it up, because we're guaranteed so much head count, and mine been way down for the last year, and we were working on getting it all fixed when the truck got hit, and I told them we're just going to have to wait till I get a truck and get this straightened out, because I don't want to go into a new shop pulling a trailer. It just don't make a good first impression.
KN4 TFW.
For HKX, yeah. This business here, it's all about presentation and being on time and being consistent.
Kid come by yesterday trying to convince people that they needed to have their yard sprayed for bugs and trying to rip everybody off. He was on like a one-wheeled skateboard.
I've seen those things. I break my full neck.
That thing for a while because he was really good at it.
Imagine if we had stuff like that when we were kids. The damage we could have done where we was actually wanting to play outside and jumping over stuff and jumping over each other. The crazy things we did with bicycles.
At least we got our exercise. I told him, I said, man, you're not getting any exercise riding that thing.
Exercise with them, it's about pushing a button. got that right. How to make money without doing anything, right?
Sure. That's all I hear during the day, man. I gotta find me something to make some money. Go to work.
Or it makes you appreciate it that much more, right?
It me. If I didn't earn it, I didn't respect it.
I was growing up, if I wanted something, I'd have to think how many yards I'd have to cut in order to get it.
It was cutting and splitting firewood. That's how I made my extra money.
It's for like $2 an hour.
Go over and help that customer there yesterday afternoon. I didn't get home till about 8 o'clock last night from helping him after I drove all the way back over to Cherrydale.
I help a customer with a tool.
It's with the scanner. They can't figure out how to do things that they should know how to do if they just stop and actually take the time to read the screens and process the information instead of, hey, I need somebody to tell me how to do this.
Copy that.
Say this, and it really bothers me to have to say it, but most mechanics nowadays, all they are is parts changers because they don't understand what they're doing. All they know to do is what they've been told and what somebody else has found fixed the problem. They'll throw that part at it. That's all they know. Identifix and IATAN and those websites and those sources of information, that's all they've done is dumb people down because they don't know how a system works or how to diagnose it. All they know is, if I have this code and this problem, put this part on.
Then I see it in my industry too, just part swappers. And if you thought about how the machine worked, you'd know it wasn't that part. And that, but they swap it anyway, and you know, it costs you five times the amount of money in parts that it should have.
It's a bug me to no end when I was turning wrenches, watching guys do that in the dealerships. All they do is, oh, I need to borrow this part so I can figure out if this is what's wrong with a car. Well, that's not figuring out anything. Educate yourself about how the system works. Follow the pen test and the flow chart. You'll figure out the problem.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
I'm coming into Greer on 290 now, so heading into where I can see the sunrise.
The best time of the day, for sure.
This time of day, I just don't love getting up this early to enjoy it.
You can enjoy it better if you understand what time to go to bed.
Getting to work by now, hadn't you?
Where I'm at now, I think I'm still about 5 miles out.
Do that deadly intersection up there by the Dollar General on 290.
Deep intersection. Yeah, I just passed the 75 Highway 9, and then, so I got 5 more miles on the interstate.
Not real early today, because he wasn't on here when I come out at 5 o'clock this morning.
And Tuesday, he'd already downed coffee before we got up.
He can turn the radio on and have a conversation with us.
2 meter in the house. He has to sit out in his truck.
Not wanting to do that then. Go in the house and sit on something more comfortable. Radio last night?
Andrew texted me and that. I was going to get on just to see if, you know, how staticky the bands were and that. But I don't know, something happened and I never did make it.
I didn't hear anything last night. He said it just like it wasn't nothing there.
If it isn't there, then, you know what I mean, the bands are pretty quiet. But you let it get to where, you know, the signal travels and everybody jumps on.
Turned mine on last night and I was busy doing other stuff and checking in orders and getting ready for today.
Oh, my job. Once I leave the gate, that's it. It's over with. sometimes I miss that, but I enjoy what I'm doing now for the most part. Know if that was you or not, but I think you doubled with the repeater there, KO4HKX.
Have you seen any more gas shortages when you're out and about?
Starting to get gas in. There's still some of them out there that don't have mid-grade or premium, but and then some of them are running out of diesel here and there because everybody's hauling gas right now. But for the most part, it's flowing. Everybody's getting gas now.
Well, I'm rolling down the road to the gates. So I'll say 73. Hope your day goes well. Watch out for those crazy drivers there in Greer. I'll probably catch you this afternoon on the way home. KN4TFW.
And have a good day, and I'll listen for you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear and monitoring.